This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
John, your favorite show, I believe you said the other day, one of the best shows of all time, is finally coming to an end.
It's this.
The beloved and educational children's show, Arthur. Is ending after 25 years.
I don't think I said this ever. I liked Arthur as a kid.
What are you talking about? You said it last week. You said Arthur was one of the greatest shows of all time.
I don't think I said that at all.
Okay. I guess I'm just making up stuff. But either way, the show's final season will air in the winter of 2022, and that'll be it.
Honestly,
25 years.
I honestly had no clue it was still on.
I didn't either, to be honest. You guys ever watch
like
it, though?
The meme with the fist.
I used to watch it as a kid.
Yeah.
And I have little brothers. They watch it.
They still watch it every now and then. Does it still come on PBS? Is PBS still a thing?
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. It is.
Don't watch a lot of TV.
RIP, Arthur.
Yeah. 25 years. I mean, that's pretty good run. Pretty good run.
Yeah.
What's the longest?
Get any older? Like, even the same age the whole time?
I think so.
Yeah.
Does that bug you?
It's a cartoon. In elementary school,
I mean, it's
that's the point of a cartoon is so you don't have to, like, characters don't age. What cartoons have the characters?
Very rarely.
Like, when I think of, like, Family Guy, American Dad,
South Park. Well, South Park, they made a big deal about when they went to fourth grade. They went from, like, third grade to fourth grade.
Yeah, but they didn't, like, change the characters any.
No, they didn't. Again, they made it a big deal when they aged a year, but, like, they didn't.
After, 20 years of being on air? I mean,
The
Simpsons
like
has always been the same.
Only, like, after, 5 or 6 years, but they haven't really moved up since then. But
That's kind of the beauty of cartoons, though, is you can kind of do whatever with it, obviously, but also characters don't age. Just kind of stay the same.
On those shows, do they have people having birthdays? Like, I know some people have birthdays, like Butters wanted to go to Casa Bonita for his birthday, but do you have another birthday, like, ever? Or is it just, like, does one character get one birthday for the entire, like, 20 years of the show?
That's a good point.
So what day it is, just
for... I think it depends if you're running out of ideas for shows or not.
Sure.
Like, okay.
Like, how many birthdays
time for
Bart,
a birthday.
How many birthdays has Bart Simpson had? Like, is Maggie still rolling around as a baby? Like, how many, do they have birthday episodes for them? I'm confused. Anyways.
Yeah.
Something to consider.
Right. Reggie Bush will not get his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. The NCAA has officially decided to not reverse the penalties, despite everything kind of going on where times are changing. So still think this is fair that he doesn't get the trophy. Still broke the penalty when it was a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're basically like, hey, you cheated when it happened. So, like, we're not going to, like, it was against the rules when it happened. We're not going to retroactively give it. I mean. Until he let person with pot out of jail and prison. Like, I feel like it's things people are more focused on than Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back for doing the same thing conceptually.
Kim Kardashian. Kim K still doing that? She's still trying to be a lawyer?
She was doing bad on her test last I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's gotta be hard.
Kanye won, man. You see the pictures of his apartment last night?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of his
looks kind
of
nice.
Of his room down in
Mercedes-Benz.
It
looks a little small.
It looked like a college dorm room with
the
beer on the wall.
It looks like a little small though, huh?
I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
He's in a stadium. I expected him to have a decent amount of space in the basement down there somewhere.
This is Kanye back in his element, man. Again, picture yourself. Locking yourself in a room, doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers, okay?
Mm. Yeah, just unbearable, huh?
He's locked in.
He's got it so hard, so difficult.
Under a lot of pressure, really like Simone Biles, to be honest, if we're getting
he's
down to it.
He's not under any pressure.
He is under a lot of pressure. Last week you said this is a career-defining album. I believe those were your words.
Yeah, but I mean.
That's not pressure? Feels like a lot of pressure to me.
He's already still got bops. It's not like this is like, he's not already at least established. This is like I said, just kind of coming to the end.
I don't think so. People are very interested in this album. It's one coming after a breakup.
Well, I wonder why. I wonder why they're so interested, because he's been prolonging this whole thing.
Mostly because it's one, it's by him, which I think gets a lot of interest in general, too, because it's after the whole, like, kind of meltdown, the MAGA stuff, the Jesus is King stuff. It's after a divorce. There's a lot of reasons why. And again, he's the most influential artist of our generation. Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney, mm-hmm. Google.
Seems like still a bit of a stretch, but either way. Moving to the NBA, Kyrie Irving, not happy about apparently the new Kyrie Irving shoes that came out. The upcoming Kyrie 8s, I believe. He posted on, I believe, Twitter, talking about, he said, "I had nothing to do with the design or marketing of the upcoming shoes. In my opinion, these are trash." He was upset about this. John, what do we make of taking away Kyrie's ability to have influence on his own shoes? What's going on here?
Yeah, I wondered how closely they worked with some, athletes on the shoe. I didn't know.
I feel like
that
you got to at least get a
stamp of approval.
Yeah, exactly. Think. Just approve it right before you do it, at least.
You would think so.
But he was pretty upset about it. Are the Kyrie shoes pretty cool? I don't know if I've ever even really seen
a
pair.
Couple of them that look pretty good.
They got some cool, like, SpongeBob ones.
SpongeBob?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like they're like Kyrie Irving not a big enough
pineapple
endorsement. They had to bring somebody else in.
Yeah. And he had some Tom and Jerry ones.
Nah, some of them are actually kind of nice. I like.
A
couple of the other like colorways they've done, and like I guess he said it was what going to be the Kyrie 9s. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are pretty cool. I like the 4s a lot. I think. As I'm looking at them now.
Those are slick.
He's proudly holding this one shoe here. He was proud of that one. The 9 he is not proud of.
Not happy about it. I mean, he's got it.
I think this one's pretty dope.
Let me see.
This one right here. I like that one.
Yeah.
I think that one looks pretty cool.
Not bad.
You gotta love a red, crusty crab, Mr. Crab shoe with a smashed plankton on the side.
Yeah, it's
a good way to market to kids.
Yeah. You know how much money you probably made off those?
Staying
Nike was just like, "We're not asking this guy. We don't want to talk to him." Like, don't bother asking
Honestly,
him.
They may have tried to reach out to him and just didn't answer. It's like, Kyrie would be the worst guy trying to get a hold of.
Like, yeah, this is going to be a headache. Let's just not talk to him.
Just ship him. Let's go. Interesting news from the NBA. So we had a couple more. We had Mike D'Antoni.
Just drop him. Just drop him. You're Nike. You're going to be fine without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
He's going to bash your shoes. Just drop him. Say that's a breach of contract. Quit giving him all that money. That's what I would do personally, but either way.
Probably not going to do it. Nets assistant Mike D'Antoni apparently leaving his full-time coaching role with Brooklyn, John. Expected to pursue a head coaching job in the future, where the quotes are. Obviously, all the positions filled up now. So
1 year of dealing with Kyrie Irving, he's like, "All right, I'm good on this."
He's out. I'm out. Kind of weird timing, right?
Well, he's like, "I came to Brooklyn to hang out with Steve Nash. The next thing you knew, you brought James Harden, who I hate. So, like, this is just I'm done here. I didn't get a head coaching job this go around. I'm just going to chill." He's also kind of old.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, does he have enough left to still get a head coaching job? Enough left in the tank? The Hawks are also listening on offers for Cam Reddish. Uh-oh.
That's just a smoke screen.
What do we think about this, Cameron? Uh-oh.
Smoke screen. Herder's going to be the one that gets
traded. One of the quotes, this is from The Athletic, is if they package him with the number 20 pick and move up, it wouldn't surprise me. So moving up in the draft?
It's not going to be Reddish.
Huh.
Well, we can't pay all our young players, so we're just going to reset and get more young players, but I don't think it's going
to
be Reddish.
The original report that was like they're shopping for like the number 18 pick seemed absurd to me, but if they're trading Cam Reddish and the number 20 pick to try to get in the top 10, that makes sense. I still think a move is more likely next year.
Yeah. I think you trade Herder if you're trading anybody right now.
I'd say teams would probably be in the same situation where they look at Herder as like they got to pay him next year. Yeah. Plus, the Hawks might try to get him at like a $15 or $18 million deal, and they'd probably keep him for that. But Reddish, has really only had 3 good games in his career. I mean, it's really just the games he got back from the injury in the playoffs this year. Like, he's been pretty underachieving, been banged up by injuries. I still think he has a lot of potential, which I think other teams probably still feel that way. So if you're the Hawks, you'd be betting on like now's a good chance to sell on him before people realize he's not taking that step forward and he just kind of is flawed. But again, I think it's more likely you do that next year unless you can get in like the top 10. Like if the Warriors wanted to trade 7 for Cam Reddish and 20, like I'd listen to that. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to give us the number 7 pick, because Cam Reddish could kind of maybe check that box of getting them some help next year as a defender. and, you know, learning to shoot from Steph Curry, like Steph Curry and like really talks highly of Cam Reddish. It's like that might make sense, and then they get to keep the number 20 pick, and they could also maybe get another rookie. Like that might be something that would make sense for both sides.
I just like we don't have a like I said, we've talked about how jumbled up this draft is. What is the point of moving up? What is the point of moving up into the top 10 if when literally there's not a massive difference between number 7 and number 20, I feel like at this point.
I don't know if there is.
We know.
Yeah, I guess maybe they see something differently, but I mean, that's kind of feel like been the main reports, right? It's been a pretty jumbled mess.
I just know there's been a lot of love lately for like number 7 through 10. There's been a lot of love there for the
I mean, you just had the Grizzlies move up to 10, right?
Right. Well, apparently the Grizzlies now interested in trading up to number 3. They're trying to get up to Cleveland number 3 to maybe get Mobley, which I think would be a really, really, really good move for the Grizzlies. If they can swing that off and get up to number 3 to get Mobley, it might take, you know, taking Kevin Love back in a contract, although apparently, Colin Sexton linked to getting traded to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's got the picks to like try to swing and buy low on him. They might end up taking Kevin Love back on their contract. But if you're the Grizzlies, you can get at number 3 and get Mobley. That'd be a huge get. But again, 7 through 10 is getting a lot of love between Wagner, the Michigan wing that people think can come in and play right away, Kuminga, who at times has been a top 5 pick, and another wing that can come in and probably be a candidate to play right away, Moses Moody. They love this Josh Giddey guy. Giddey guy's getting a lot of hype. If you know he's there at 10, Memphis will definitely take him. He is the stud from the Australian national team. Can't really shoot, but a really good passer, a really smart player. 6'9", so like it'd be like just a versatile wing player with a high IQ that can dribble. So I do think there's a lot more love for you know 7 through 10 than there used to be. And even if you're there at 11, like you know Davion Mitchell is a guy people think can play right away. Corey Kispert's a shooter from Gonzaga that knows how to play. So is Darte, that guy from Oregon. So there is some options there. And then, you get down to, you know, Keon and Springer. So I do think this draft has some interesting names. If I'm the Hawks, though, I'd probably wait. If I can't get into the top 10, I'd probably wait and maybe see if, Philadelphia would be interested in a package for Ben Simmons and, you know, Cam Reddish and John Collins.
I think that would work, Ben Simmons and Trey in the same backcourt.
I think it'd be a perfect duo. Trey's good off the ball. Simmons is great on defense.
Simmons is not good off the ball.
Well, he's a good cutter.
Well, I just think the Hawks are best when Trey Young's got the ball in his hands and he's distributing, doing his thing.
But Simmons is a good
You can't really be kicking it out to Ben Simmons. Come on, John.
Ben Simmons is
the worst off-ball basketball player NBA.
That's not true. That's just simply not true.
The worst off-ball that seems like we take is good.
He can't shoot, but he can cut and like get rebounds and like be on the in the post. Like if you play him at the four, like
him
the thing
and Capella on the court would not work.
Okay, well, I'm not
there's
making,
no way you're gonna have two guys who can even make a jump shot.
I'm not basing my future if I'm the Hawks on what we do with Clint Capella, who is under contract more year after this year. Like
that's your big man, though.
I mean, it's fine, but like
the Hawks gotta feel like they're right on the doorstep. They just almost got to the finals.
Again, I know, and I think going to get a star like Ben Simmons would be a pretty big deal. Like, again, that's just what I would be kicking the tires on. Playing him at the four, that's a pretty good wing duo between him and DeAndre Hunter out there playing defense. It's a pretty versatile lineup. That's what I would do rather than trade for picks, but I'm not in charge. I don't know. I think Trey and Simmons, you mean that was a question. I think they would be really good together.
I don't really see it, but either way. Moving on, more Madden ratings coming out, John. I know how much you love these Madden ratings, man.
I could not care less about the Madden ratings.
Oh, you should care because
what do they got Zach Ertz graded as? Is what I want to know. Do you see this new picture he has of his new look?
His
bleach blonde hair.
Ugh,
jeez.
What a bad look. If you go bleach blonde hair, do you not have to color the beard too?
Yeah.
Is a brown beard and bleach blonde hair, does that not look awful?
This looks stupid.
Zach Ertz is going through some things.
Has he gone through a breakup? He's still with Julie, right?
Maybe.
I feel like something's going on there, man.
She's over in Japan right now. She's, you know, they're struggling a little bit, so maybe things aren't good at home. Maybe he's breaking up with the Eagles. I don't know, but I'm not digging the new hair. But anyways, back to your Madden ratings that I don't care at all about.
Okay, top 10 running backs came out earlier today. And
do not care.
Well, I feel like you should somewhat care because a lot of people
thought
it was
Derrick Henry's a 99, right?
He was not.
I could not care less.
In fact, he wasn't even the top-rated running back on Madden.
Christian McCaffrey was
numero uno.
If we're talking about a video game, I don't think Derrick Henry is the best running back for a video game.
He's very bad. I'm bad with Derrick Henry, man.
I used to play with Deion Lewis when I played. Derrick Henry's not a good good video game running back.
So slightly ticked off that your boy not the top rated running back after a pretty unbelievable season for a running back last year.
Kind of crazy. I could not care less. Ask me how much I care.
How much do you care?
Zero. I'm a 0 out of 10. Therefore, I could not care any less because it doesn't get lower than
you
zero.
You sound a little mad. I think you're a little mad about it, John.
I'm mad that you bring up Madden ratings all the time. That makes me a little mad, to be honest. And that you think it proves like points or something. Like, I think it like matters and like it actually like means something. Oh, you didn't hear it yesterday, Cam. Oh, Amari Cooper's a 93. Oh, he's ranked higher than A.J. Brown. Oh,
what's his drop rating
Amari Cooper.
I just think Madden puts in a lot of work into these overalls. They're not, again, just pulling these out of their hat.
Oh, Amari Cooper. Oh. Give me their ratings. Give me the top 10. Let's do it.
No, forget it.
Who else is in the top 10? McCaffrey's number one. Is Kamara number two?
Your boy was number two.
Henry's number two.
Tied for number two.
Yeah, he was tied. Was it Chubb? Chubb was 96 overall as well.
Yeah.
We had, what, Zeke? Zeke
Chubb,
was
they got Chubb rated the same as they do Derrick Henry.
It was either Chubb or Cook. I think it is Chubb, though.
Chubb and Derrick Henry aren't the same level.
I don't know. Marshawn Lynch likes the way he carried that thing.
Yeah, good for Marshawn Lynch. I don't care what Marshawn Lynch says either.
It was Derrick Henry, 96. Chubb, 96. You had Dalvin Cook, 95. Kamara, 94. Aaron Jones, 91. Barkley, 90. Jacobs, 89. Zeke, 88. And Mixon, 88.
Eh, whatever.
Seems pretty legit to me.
Okay, that's fun. Everyone else in the world says Derrick Henry's the best running back in the league, but whatever.
You want to take a crack at the tight ends?
No, I don't care. Travis Kelce's probably number one.
Kelce did get the 99. He joined the 99 club, Travis
Meanwhile,
Kelce.
People are saying that George Kittle's better than him.
Mm-hmm. Kittle came in with a 96 overall.
Is that number two?
It is. Who else would be there? Waller's.
They might
Waller's
be Darren Waller. Darren Waller seems like a better wide receiver or a better tight end on
comes
video
in at 93.
Games.
They've got a factor in like blocking ratings and stuff.
He is cold on Madden.
Anyways, I'm done with these ratings. Let's go to break. You got trivia questions ready to go?
I do.
We'll play some Tuesday trivia on Wednesday coming up after the break. Some more terrible Cowboys takes from Draven during the break. Let's play some Tuesday trivia on Wednesday.
Here we go.
I got to say, ready. The team probably performed better than ever last week, intern Ryan. It was just you.
Yeah. It was a
oh, gosh. Must have been some easy your questions or something, huh? Or what was going on?
I don't know. There were some tough ones.
Did you win?
Tragically lost by one.
He knew you lost. He was just trying to.
I know. Well, yeah. that's my point. You didn't win, so it doesn't matter.
You fell for it. You let him do that to you, sadly.
He needs it.
Tuesday trivia on Wednesday. Let's play, Cameron. What topics do you got for us?
All right. We got movie years. I'm going to give you the movie.
Yes,
tell me what
sir.
Year.
No, don't say yes, sir. Don't act like that's a win for us.
I think you can do good at that, Ryan.
No, I think you can do fine, Ryan. I'm not trying to down you. I'm
yes,
just saying.
Yes, you are.
No, this is more about.
Keep going, Cam.
We got album years. I'm going to give you the album and
okay,
the artist.
Well, this
and
is over. These are all. John studies this for, like, that's what he does. He studies movie years and whatever, man.
Got the album year wrong last week.
Yeah, he did.
Movie
we
year.
We got the
album.
Tokyo Olympics.
Oh, no.
See how much you've been paying attention.
Not at all.
We got number games. I'm just going to give you a phrase or a quote or something, and you got to tell me the number.
Okay.
Associated. And then we got country capitals. Give you the country.
Not picking that one. All right, I won last week. I'll go first. Give me it's tough to decide which one I'm going to go with first. Give me might regret this. Give me number games for three.
Number game for three. All right. A Morgan Wallen song and a Knox County area code.
Oh, okay. 865.
865 is correct.
Wait, that was a three? That was a three, Cam?
Did you know it, Draven?
Man, this game's about to get really just frustrating. Just frustrating.
Hey, it was on the board.
Pick what
I would have gotten it without the air, but I actually heard that song recently.
I'll just help if you need me.
We'll do movie year there, movie expert. You got this. I believe in you. I'm full support. I'm
sounds like he doesn't believe
in
you at all.
I'm Simone Biles over here. I'm gonna step off. What's petty about it? I told you I believe in you. I just said I believe in you. Yeah, movie year for three.
I legitimately do believe in you.
I do too. I just said it.
Movie years for three.
Movie years for three. La La Land.
I want to say like 20. No.
No, it's more newer.
28.
See, I was thinking 2019 off the top of my head.
It's either 2018 or 2019.
I think we're right between those two.
Let's think here. It wasn't, I really think it was 2018. I don't know. I didn't watch the stupid movie. I can't stand
it. It's between those two. If you're feeling 18 strong, say with
I'm not feeling 18 strong. I'm completely torn in between the two. I could flip a coin right now. Let's go. I think it's 19. Let's 19? Go 19. Yeah. That's probably wrong. 2019.
2019 is incorrect.
It was 18.
18 is also incorrect.
Is it 17? Is it 20?
16.
It's 26.
It's that old? Wow. It's that old? Why are people still talking about it?
That's
are
unexpected.
They? I feel like people do really talk about it that often.
I feel like I see it too much still.
Give me...
That's disgusting.
That was tough. Did you know that, John?
I knew it wasn't 18 or 19. I would have been between 16 and 17, but I think it would have been one of those that came out at the end of 16 because it was up for... Yeah. Try to get in before the Oscars. Give me... I might regret this one. Give me album years for three.
Album years for three.
Yeah, I don't wait. Yeah, I already locked it in. I don't want to do this one.
25 by Adele.
Big Adele fan over here?
Yeah, I love Adele. But it's a little tricky because 21 came out in 2009, I think. Or no, wait, 2001 came out in 2011, but she wasn't actually 20. I'm going to go with 2000. Give me... man, it's either 14 or 15. Give me 15, 2015.
2015.
I think it's the end.
It's not the year which you won Album of the Year, but it is the year it came out.
Okay.
So you were correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, won Album of the Year in 2016, but it came out, I think, November of 2015.
Yeah.
Right at the end there.
Okay. Like I said, 21. Okay.
Well.
19 is the one that didn't come out. 21 came out in 2011. 19 did not come out in 2009, which is strange enough. 19 came out in 2007. So like that they don't actually add up to her years, but she was going for her birthdays, but I guess she wrote it 2 years before it came out. I don't know. Anyways, whatever.
What's going to be on next week's trivia? John's favorite things growing up? His favorite sodas? Is that what's going to be on next week's trivia, Cam? It's just... Don't hate the player, hate the game. You
down 6-0 right here.
Yeah.
Sounds like you hate
it. Yeah, we're down. We're down. We're down 6-0.
Game, player, teammate.
Let's
take the lead, man. Take the lead. I'm just.
Right,
I'm not
I feel
in the
like
right
we need a four
right
piece
now.
Right here. Let's right, do okay. Let's do number games for four.
Going bold. We got nothing to lose at this point
because
we've already lost.
No, the age lost. Of Frank Gore.
Is
he
41-year-old?
I don't think he's hit 40, man. Has he hit 40?
I'm just opening this door right here because we got a producer.
I think it's 41, man.
I don't think he's hit 40. Has
really? I could have sworn. Let's see. He was in college for the crazy Miami year, which was 2000. So that means he'd be like 80.
I mean, he's right around 40. I really don't think he's hit 40 yet, man.
Dude.
I think he's like 38 or 39. I want to say like 38. But that's tough, man.
I think it's.
I should know this.
Send it, Draven. I was about to say you probably got the deeper knowledge over there.
Let me think.
You guys, feel free to take your time.
That guy's not 40. He's not 40. He's 38 or 39. I can't decide between the two. You pick between those two numbers. He's not 40. I'm almost certain he's not 40.
Okay. Out of those two, I'd probably say 39 then. Because with Frank Gore, err on the older side.
Let's go 39. I don't feel good about it. Is he 40? Let's go 39.
40. You should have went 38.
Damn it.
38.
Really?
Damn it, Ryan.
Really?
I hate to take it out on you and get mad at you, but I really wanted to go 38, and I gave you the...
Take the reins, Draven. You should have taken the reins.
I'm not trying to blame you. You were trying to say 40, by the way. I got us to at least two numbers, and I gave you the choice of those two numbers, and, you know.
You're right.
It's like, you know, I drove the lane, I kicked you out for a three in the corner, and you bricked it. In fact, you kind of airballed it. So, that's great.
Well, that definitely
the series is over now. We're down 3-0. It's over. We might as well get the subs in, rest up for next year.
With that attitude.
Give me, I don't, Give me movie years for two.
Movie years for two.
I don't know why he's yelling at you.
Yeah. I hate this game. I hate this game.
I love trivia.
All right. Yeah. Movie years for two. Joker.
That would be 2019.
Frick.
October 2019. Of 2019,
is that right? That's
correct. Yes, of course.
It's a two-pointer. I mean, it's supposed to be easy.
I know.
Don't take it out on me. I'm not the one yelling at you.
I'm just mad at...
I knew it was
38. Let's do... you know what? Just do whatever.
I knew it. Here we go. Album years for four.
All right. Album years for four.
At least we can guess a year. I mean,
seems like a weird category to go to.
Yeah.
Well, we got to lose.
Black Ice by AC/DC.
You're up, Ron.
What a terrible category pick by Draven.
Holy
He's rattled.
Cow.
He's rattled.
AC/DC?
It's over anyways. I mean, it's 8-0.
It's not over.
When was AC/DC?
Got a shot in the dark.
I'd be terrified
shoot.
To give it if I
no,
were you.
Shoot.
I
got,
he's going to yell at you if you get it wrong.
No, I'm not going to yell at I knew Frank Gore was 38. I did. And I still... I'm all Frank Gore. Let's quit talking about Frank Gore. Okay,
you're
let's just quit talking
up.
About it. You're up. You said you want to shoot in the dark. Shoot. I'm letting you shoot. Go ahead. Shoot your shot.
1993 is incorrect.
Was it close?
Was it close?
It was not.
What was it, 83?
It was not. That's even farther away. It came
They're
out.
Still making music now.
In 2008.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well. Tokyo Olympics for three.
This is embarrassing.
Tokyo Olympics for three. All right.
Damn it, Frank.
Many Russians are out of the Olympics due to a doping ban. The ones that are competing are using the name ROC. What does ROC stand for?
Russian Olympic Committee?
Russian Olympic Committee is correct.
That checks out, yeah. Nice. All right, let's get something on here.
What about like a three-pointer, like country capitals
sure.
for three?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get on the board, guys. Come
country
on, you're
capitals,
still in
this. Country capitals for three.
You're really
Shut
still
up.
In it.
Don't
you're
patronize
really still
me.
In. You're really still
Don't
in
patronize
it.
Me.
All right, country capitals for three. Australia.
Sydney.
Yeah. Is it? Could be Melbourne.
Yeah, we'll lock in Sydney. If it's Melbourne, it's Melbourne.
It is neither of those two. It is Canberra.
This is so stupid. John gets 865 on his three, but we're
absolutely.
Hey, they're all on the board.
Well, I mean, true. I wouldn't pick country capitals if you didn't know what it was. I mean, it's a pretty popular country. It's not like he gave you Liechtenstein. He gave you Australia. It's pretty
big. Do you know
it? No. This is why I didn't pick country capitals.
Cambria? Is that what you said?
I do remember that we've talked about Australia before and that neither one of those were the capital, but I wouldn't have known what it was.
I've heard of that city.
Give me movie years for four.
Movie years for four. All right. 2012.
That's a funny one to ask in this category.
All right. I was dating this woman. I loved this movie.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yes, she was very obsessed with the. She was well. I don't know if she loved the movie, but she was very obsessed with the idea of 2012.
The movie sucked.
I didn't watch it. Well, I watched a little bit of it, but
was
I didn't. Watch
John
it.
Cusack.
Yeah, I did watch the beginning because my man Woody was in it, and he was in the camera at the beginning. But
he
probably the worst
was,
movie he was in, actually. But
man, he was actually probably the best
was
part
Woody,
though.
Wasn't it?
Might be his worst movie ever. All right. So I'm in between 2009 and 2010. Those are the 2 years I'm in because those are the 2 years we dated. Okay. 2009. I'm going to go. I feel like it was something that the very. It's either one of those. I'm going to go with 09, though.
09
yep.
is correct.
It is. It is.
Man, what a.
Slumdog Millionaire over here.
Yeah, just so smart.
Good run.
I get on the board.
15 to nothing. I mean, I wouldn't page. I wouldn't sarcastic.
You
can
get a few fives.
Which five
you get a few
are you
fives
feeling,
here?
No, we're doing a one, man.
What the heck?
I don't want to get shut out.
Three fives and you tie the game, though.
Draven's kicking, kicking a field goal
Number
down down 37-0.
I completely understand
that. Have something to look forward to next week.
We're not going to get the five-pointer, and then we're just going to sit here and look at each other like a bunch of idiots
Probably.
Like we've been doing this whole trivia game.
Probably.
Number games for one, please. God.
Oh,
number
that's,
game
that's,
for
that's
one.
Even more pitiful.
Number game for one. Geico says in this many minutes, you can save this percent. Oh,
Jesus,
God,
are you happy it's 15, Draven?
Do you know it, Draven?
Yes. Lock it
just
in, right?
Lock in
so,
15.
Just say
15 is correct.
All right, how many questions we threw? 6, 8, 10. We
that
got
was
two
their,
each.
Yeah.
So now they can't win. They can't.
It's impossible.
Yeah. They just gave up. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I could have gotten a 1-pointer.
I was gonna
anyways.
Say, yeah, we were lost.
Give me Tokyo Olympics for 4.
All right, Tokyo Olympics for 4. Japan had the first ever pair of siblings both win gold in this sport.
Don't we have a pair of siblings on the soccer team?
I think now we do.
Okay.
This
is from this Olympics.
This Olympics, yeah.
So we haven't won. They've won it first, but don't we have a pair of siblings on the soccer team, the girls' soccer team? Can't we, like, add to this?
I think if they win.
All right. So these. Okay. They won. Is it same event, right?
Yep. Same. Yep. Okay. Same event, same sport.
There's not double table tennis, is there? Oh, there's mixed gender table tennis. There's also badminton. I know there's mixed gender table tennis, but is there same gender table tennis duos? What else would it be? Fencing is, I'm assuming it's not fencing because I think of it as a team event unless they're on like a fencing team together, but I don't think they want. I'm going to go, man, it's either badminton or table tennis is what I'm thinking. I'm going to go with, give me badminton.
Bagman is incorrect. They actually weren't on the same team. They actually each won gold in the individual event, but it was the same thing. They both won in judo.
Okay.
Japan had, a brother and a sister. Both won men and women's judo championships.
For some reason, I thought you said sisters. Okay, you said siblings. I was thinking both sisters. Okay.
Okay. Let's just run out of 5 right
now. I feel like I could have. What's the highest score you've had here? I feel like I could have gotten close to it.
Pretty. I mean,
what are you at?
16. If I'd have gotten that right, I could have had 19. I feel like I've got. Have we gotten 20 ever?
I don't think we broke 20 before.
I want to say I might have.
I
want to
say you got like 18 or something one time.
I don't know if maybe I got 21 once, but.
Because like last week we had 14. Yeah. So you beat last week's score.
Dream's gone.
Ryan had 13 by himself last week.
Got one with Dre. Anyways, up next, which category do you guys want?
Let's do. That number games is intriguing. Let's see what number games for 5 is.
Okay. This number is slang for a person that you shouldn't serve.
How you guys go? You're both in the service industry.
I mean, I know 86. Yeah.
Does that apply to people?
Don't look at me.
That's the only number that I can think of. It's probably wrong, though.
Yeah.
You guys are going to lose your ABC license.
It's always wrong. Probably. I don't think it's an ABC license. Something you learn. It seems like just more, if anything, stereotypical and disrespectful. Let's just do 86.
86 is correct.
Is that when someone?
Wow.
Is that when someone's 86?
It's like a bar. You'd be like, hey, you'd be 86. Somebody you stop serving, or somebody you just don't want at your restaurant.
That's cool.
Like that.
That's cool that it goes to.
How about that?
Thing. Well, look at that. How they could have done things.
Wow, 15.
We should have done that one the first. We might have had a little momentum.
Yeah, you guys definitely should have
put a little pressure on
it right off the beginning. Give me movie years for 5.
Movie years for 5.
I'm intrigued about right
now. All right, The Little Rascals.
That's a good one.
Ooh. Ooh. Now we're not talking about the original, right? We're just talking about the one from, talking about the newest, the one from, okay, never mind. I don't want you guys to cry. I'm operating as if it's the one from like the late 80s, early 90s. Oh, man. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. AJ Ferguson. All right, so Reba McEntire was in it. Reba McEntire was pretty famous in the late, early 90s. In my head, I'm in between like 92. I'm in between 91 and 92. 91, 92, 93 are the numbers I'm in. I'm thinking 93. Could be 92. Could be 94. I'm going to go with 93, Cam.
93 is close. It is 94.
Damn it,
I think 93, too.
I've looked at the 94 movies list so many times, the movies that came out in 94, because it was such a good year for it. But
it was a good year.
Damn it.
Yeah, well, is there one more question to make it look respectable?
Yeah, if you want to try, go for it.
What do we have left?
Country caps for 5.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, country capitals for 5.
Damn it, little
Poland.
I wonder if I could even name any city in Poland. Did you name a city in Poland? Just go ahead and name a city.
Little Rascals has a 23%.
I'm trying to think of where the Germans stormed in World War II. because the invasion of Poland was big.
Where is Normandy? Is that in Poland?
It's a beach in France.
I don't know geography, okay? I don't.
I don't know if that even counts as geography. I don't know this. That's pretty important.
Yeah, it's a... You know what? Leitschken. It sounds too German to be Poland, but...
Okay, Leitschken is incorrect.
Is that a... Did you make that up, or is that a place?
That is... kind of both.
Okay.
It sounded like
Warsaw.
Right?
I respect it.
Warsaw is the capital.
Warsaw? Damn. Oh, I've seen that on a map before.
I just knew he was screwed from the get-go.
I mean, you got one five. You went 50% on five-pointers.
Don't patronize me, Cam. Tired of getting patronized.
Not the best showing.
Stupid game.
You know what?
Maybe some just like more
if only
know,
you had a new
even
Frank
categories
Gore,
would be nice. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, if you just would have gotten Frank Gore, you could have been back in this.
Don't start.
You wouldn't have to
don't
go for
start.
One. It could have just
don't
been
start.
What was the movie year you guys got wrong at the beginning?
La La Land.
Oh, La La Land. That was tough too.
I would have said 2019. I would have said more recent.
I felt like so much more
There's
recent.
There's no way. I haven't seen it. What's the...
You guys aren't... I mean, I don't want to like get into like the semantics of it, but I do feel like you guys aren't very... Or, I don't know.
We're not good at working as a team.
Well, that's for sure. You guys are definitely coming apart at the seams. The honeymoon phase has worn off between you two. Like, when you first replaced Hayden, he loved you because you were coming to get answers. And, you see, it used to be the opposite. He used to be in your shoes, and Hayden would just yell at him. And it took a little while, but he's officially like taking that out on you now, and he's yelling at you, putting you down.
I don't know if putting you
but
down.
But I just feel like if you guys
would have
fought for a second and realized that, what do we say, the Joker came out in 2019, that you guys would have obviously like worked backwards and been like, there's no way La La Land was near that.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know Joker until the Joker question came after,
which I didn't know.
But you
said
if you take when other movies are like when other movies are out in theaters in like 2018, 2019, like I feel like it would have been easier to.
Didn't we do the La La Land question before Joker?
No, you mean you did, but I'm just saying like
that's how
you thought about movies that were out in those times.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, like, if you think, I mean, I don't know if you guys went and saw it.
I don't need you to coach me up right here, okay? Trivia coach. We don't need that. We're going to come back and kick your ass next week, okay?
I mean, I hope you do.
The categories are completely, completely biased towards you, 110%, other than the country capitals. That's fine. Cam wants to give you an easy win. That's fine.
What are we talking about?
It is what it is.
So, what are we talking about? I got album years for three. I get four as well. No, I got album years for three. Ryan's good at movies. I don't know anything about the Olympics. Number games is wide open, and I'm the worst geography person. I thought I was the worst geography person in the world until I was just asked where Normandy was and if it was in Poland or not.
I never said it was in Poland.
You did ask where it's
I
at.
Just asked where it's at. I can't
in
answer
your Poland question.
In relation to a Poland question. So,
I was just asking where Normandy was at. That's all I asked.
You technically did not say is Normandy in Poland. You did not say that. You are correct, but you did ask where it was at. So I usually think I was the worst geography person, but I might have some competition here. I don't think they were skewed towards me at all. Just for the record.
Well, somebody that just beat us, 15 to 5?
15 to nothing. I blew it. I missed the last two questions.
15 to 6.
Six.
You got 6.
Yeah. I had a chance to.
Don't short yourself.
I had a chance to go over
20. Frank Gore, too.
Damn. I mean, yeah, you guys were close.
If we had got the Frank Gore question, we'd have won.
I mean, I would have got the Frank Gore question and the La La Land.
Probably 8.
Yeah. We looked it up not too long ago. We've been talking about Frank. We talk about Frank Gore a lot.
I could have sworn he was whatever.
Need him back in the league. Rams should sign him.
Straight up.
Did you guys say 2018 for La La Land? My God.
We said 2019.
You feel better about yourself doing this?
You feel
good?
That one was a pretty interesting
one. I mean, that was a weird answer, I think.
I haven't seen the movie, man. I feel like it helps when you watch the movie.
You're just our show's movie expert. You've told us many times, like, that's a pretty big movie. That was up for a lot of awards. That's got two of the most famous actors of our generation.
I'll say it again. I can't do musicals. I can't. I've tried.
I mean,
it's fine,
but it was up.
I've tried, and I've tried.
It was up for Best Picture.
I don't care. It's a musical. Yeah. I can't do it. Great. I love Ryan Gosling. I love Emma Stone. Gorgeous. Love Emma Stone. Can't do a musical. Can't do it. Sorry.
What won that year? Moonlight won
2017? Yeah, I think so. I think that checks out.
Gosh, even that seems newer than that. I'm just off on a couple years.
It's getting old, bro. You guys haven't realized what happens when we start getting old these years. Have you not noticed how fast 2021 has got gone by? Like,
this
is going to be the rest of your life. Like, you're going to look up and, like, 2020 is going to be 5 years away before you realize it. Yeah. You're like, oh, that movie just came out last year. No, it didn't. It came out years ago.
Sad.
That's what already happened to you with La La Land. It came out 5 years ago.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
And plus, you got like it's going to be hard now, like with the whole COVID year. It's going to throw everything into because time's kind of stood still the last 18 months. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Tensions are high inside the Fan Run studios. Trivia team breaking up. They had a nice little run. They're on a losing streak. They're yelling at each other. Draven just tried to tell us a joke that I don't get.
Right,
go ahead and ask the riddle. Go ahead and ask the riddle for the audience.
All right. I'll go ahead and ask it.
This is your redemption from a terrible trivia performance.
Okay. So how did the elephant cross the freeway?
How did the elephant cross the freeway?
How did the elephant cross the freeway?
There was a mouse behind him that scared him, so he ran.
That is incorrect. But I'll give you a little hint here, John. I'll give you a little hint. All you got to do is take the F out of free and take the F out of way.
The F out of free and the F out of way.
So is the hint the second part of the riddle joke that you have? Because what kind of joke or riddle has like a second statement?
Just in, I don't know, man. I didn't invent the joke. I just heard it. I'm just passing it on. That's how jokes are, okay? Again, can we get back to the point here? All you got to do is take the F out of free, right?
Okay, re.
And take the F out of way.
There's no F in way.
You hear it? Say it again. Say it again for everybody.
There's no F in way.
How'd the elephant cross the freeway, John?
There's no F in way.
I mean, that's comedic gold. when I heard that, it was one of my guests at the restaurant, and I about died. I was almost rolling on the floor.
Old man.
Was telling everybody. Older woman. Okay. Older
How
woman.
How much they tip you?
Pretty good.
Good thing you laughed at their joke.
Yeah.
I would have been like.
What do you mean?
I would have been
not
like.
Think that's
I
funny?
Would have been like the Chris Paul meme. The Chris Paul GIF, where he's giggling and he like walks off and just goes completely straight face. You see that? He's like thumbs up, laughing, and just like staring. That's how it would have been.
Man, you have no.
You don't think an elephant can actually cross a freeway?
You don't have any.
What do you think's gonna happen if a car hits an elephant? Oh, car's gonna be in trouble. There is a way that the elephant can cross the freeway.
You really gonna be that guy? You really gonna be that guy? Huh?
Just excuse me, I didn't think it was hilarious.
You have no sense of humor. It's embarrassing.
Pretty good sense of humor.
It's embarrassing. You don't think that's a funny joke? Tell me a joke then. Funny guy.
You want a dirty one or a clean one?
Dirty.
White horse fell into a mud puddle.
So the clean stupid, I didn't
now?
Even want to laugh.
You want the clean version now?
Sure.
The white horse took a bath.
And mine was stupid. Mine was just completely dumb.
I think that's a pretty good one.
I think it's just you and Ryan didn't get it. You guys both looked at me like lost puppies, didn't know what the hell was going on. You guys didn't get the joke. I think that was the main problem.
I just didn't really care.
You've lost Ryan.
I have, haven't I?
You've alienated your teammate long enough. You've lost the locker room. You are 2020 Rick Barnes.
I knew it was 38. I knew Frank Gore was 38. I did. I really did,
That's
Ryan. I did.
You know what? I do kind of sympathize with you because my team plays trivia every Wednesday, right?
Right.
And not last week, but the week before, we were playing, and my friend's dad came. First time my dad had come. But, you know, it's cool. Everybody's vibing. He's had a free night.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, gonna be honest, he made me a little nervous just kind of staring because he knew some good stuff. He helped the trivia team get back on track. We'd been a little bit of a slump. We had been pretty good, then we got in the slump. Got back on track last week, got second. But the week before, he's sitting there staring, and a question comes out. There's always a year question, right? Three things happen, boom, what year to happen in. That's usually my specialty. That's my fort.
Yeah.
My fort.
Of course.
Because I almost can always put myself in one, you know, one thing. I can always usually remember one of the things very accurately. I'm good at associating time with an event. One of them was like, Mims, this is why I'm hot. Okay, I'm like, okay, it's high school, whatever, it's fun. And then another, I don't even really remember. And the third one was like, boom, the year The Sopranos ended. I watched a lot of Sopranos. I knew it. I was like, 2007. And then like the dad's staring at me. And then like another guy's like, well, actually, I think Mims, this is why I'm hot, came out when I was in high school. He's a little bit older. He's like thinking it was like, you know, 2004, 2005. Or like he thought it was 05, 06. I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's 2007. The dad's staring at me. He's like, you know what? You guys take it. I think it's 07, but I'll go with 06. And sure enough, it was 07.
Wow.
And I was a little bit mad, but I was mostly just mad at myself. I was like, I knew it was 2007. I knew it. Just like you knew it was Frank Gore 38, but you got it's a dangerous game in trivia when you're trying to shoot the shot.
It is.
If you have some disagreement among the team, who's going to step up and take it? Who is exactly. willing to have the blame put on their shoulders? And I think I'd missed a question like right before that or two before that.
So you had a
bad reputation.
Yeah. So I didn't want to miss two in a row. I didn't want to miss two in the same category because right. the other one was like the actor question, and I got it wrong. I got Jude Law. I don't know why I thought it was Jude Law. It was Hugh Grant. I was picturing like the Holiday movie, and for some reason I kept picturing Jude Law in it. And
I do always respect a trivia teammate more, though, if like nobody has an answer and somebody steps up and is like, well, I think it's this.
Well,
even
see,
if you get it wrong, but hey, I didn't have anything.
No,
at least
no, no.
you had context.
I appreciate that for sure, but I went strong with other people who were saying, no, I think it's this.
Okay, yeah, that's
so then it was, and I don't want to be the trivia teammate that's shooting too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Luka Doncic out there. I got to get my teammates involved.
Exactly.
I don't want to like,
Trae
Young. Right. I want to, if you got the shot, take it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'd missed one, so my confidence was wavering a little bit, but I should have went with it because I knew for sure it was 07. I'm 95% sure, which our team name is 100% wrong, because one time somebody said it 100% right, and guess what? He was wrong about it. So now everybody makes fun of him. I didn't want to be that guy. That's why I was like, I'm not 100%, I'm 95% sure.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I remember in high school, it's 05-06. I was like, okay, let's just go with 06 then. I was like, it was 6.5 seasons. I mean, there were six seasons of the Sopranos, but then the second last season had two seasons, basically, was part A, part B. So it's like 7 years makes sense, 99-06, so I guess I can go with it, but I still think it's 07. Sure enough, 07.
That's frustrating.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Pisses you off.
I know. That's probably how you feel, knowing that you blew the Frank Gore question.
A little bit.
What percentage would you have said you knew the Frank Gore question?
Like 85.
Okay. So you were, maybe you should have spoke up a little bit more, but you never said 85% sure.
Yeah, you gave up your 15% there, didn't they?
I don't know. I'll let the 15% get to me.
And then Ryan said 40, then you got to split the difference. And
that's what, yeah. I feel like that's always the wrong thing to do. Splitting the difference never works out. Going in the middle never works
that
out. You just
got to
go with one
idea.
Or the other.
Yeah. Cam, we don't really have time for a story, but.
Yeah, not really.
I guess the story was me letting my trivia team.
The story
down.
Was
really
the myself. Joke. And I'm sure people are still laughing at that joke right now as they're driving down the road.
There's just a, but I don't know. There's just a way that the elephant can get across the freeway. Like you just. Run.
Yeah, just
walk.
Run, bro. What are they going to do? Hit you? You'll be fine. What's the transfer truck? Like, I imagine they're not going to hit the elephant. So there is a way. I don't know. The drive is up next. They're live from Old Ben Franklin. I mean, it's a fine joke. It's a good effort.
Thanks.
Cam, which one do you like better? The free no F and way or the white horse fell into a mud puddle?
I like the
oh, what?
Those are the simple ones are the ones that hit harder.
That gets people good, especially like younger kids when you think you're about to tell them a dirty joke. They get so mad you tell them a white horse fell in a mud puddle because they... Got him. That's the joke. Joke's on you. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.